I see more people in it. I mean, more people taking buses for at least a month and a half or so.
I would say it was a little more crowded than normal. You can tell in the days that the gas prices are higher, people start taking the train more often.
Gas, gas, gas. Quit your whining. So if we have to pay $5, $6, $7 a gallon, who cares, right? That's the price you pay for falling asleep at the wheel and not holding the politicians' feet to the fire. This goes back to refineries, drilling, and all that stuff, and admitting that we are a gas-guzzling nation. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Certainly, that's not all we're going to talk about during this hour of ATN. The polls are showing that Romney is making some huge gains. In fact, the rallying cry is, we can't afford four more years. You think that's true? Coming up next week, we have a yet another debate, this one on foreign affairs. Will Romney thump Obama? Had lunch with a good friend and a business partner today who said an interesting thing. He's a lifelong Democrat, not at all excited about Romney, but said, listen, the second time around, in the second debate, if Obama flails the way he did the first time, it's over. It's done. And Romney wins this election. So it made me think, maybe I was wrong in saying that the gains made by any of the debates really would be a wash in the end when it comes to how people vote in less than a month from now. The ones that actually go on November 6th, we've got early voting now and absentee ballots and that sort of thing. Maybe there is more to the debates, especially with so many people watching. 67 million is a big chunk of the U.S. We have the vice presidential debate that happens this week. There could be lots of people watching that one. The debate prep is going on for Paul Ryan, the congressman from Wisconsin, and Joe Biden, the VP. Maybe there will be some wind in the sails off of the VP debate, too. I don't know. I'm throwing it out there. What do you think? Is this going to amount to anything for you, for your vote? Or do you think people that are undecided, this sways them? There's got to be something to it because the bounce is peculiar. The amount of bounce that we're talking about in some cases pretty big. If you're erasing 6 points and 5 points, that's big. That's big-time territory, and that's why it's making news. Let me throw out the digits if you want to ring in. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. So the rest of the to-do list for this hour, yeah, there's a to-do list, includes we can count, so that's the numbers. We can count how many years Jerry Sandusky has been sentenced to for sex abuse. And you're not going to have to wait for this one. I'm going to give you this at the top. At least 30 years, so no less than 30 years. He's 68, you do the math. The guy is not going to make it out of prison. That's it. He is stuck in the jumpsuit, as it should be, for what he did. He should have been stopped a long time ago. More people. Yeah. More men should not have suffered the fate that they suffered at the hands of Sandusky to break that trust, a 10-year-old, 11-year-old boy, and ruin their lives the way he did, and then act like such an arrogant jerk, disillusioned idiot when he's in court and has a chance to make it not right, but to at least admit to what was done, to give that satisfaction back to the people that he abused. He just could not do it because he's delusional. He can think about that for the rest of his life as he is sharpening pencils in the prison library. It's a dangerous place for him to be if he's not in isolation because of the way child sexual abuse predators are treated in the joint. And he deserves every moment of that scrutiny. How it went down in court, He had the accusers seated behind him in that courtroom. He denied committing disgusting acts against children. Instead, he painted himself as the victim because he had a chance to talk. He rambled around in this red prison jumpsuit, and he talked about being the underdog in the fourth quarter. Are you kidding me? Making sports analogies about forgiveness, about dogs, about the movie Seabiscuit. Oh, what a disgrace. Too bad they couldn't muzzle him. So the decay that he left behind, the wreckage, the way that you cannot undo that, and I hope those people find moments of peace in their life. Some of them did get the chance to confront him, however. And what the judge said I thought was perfect. Judge John Cleland, the guy who did the sentencing, said the tragedy of the crime is that it's a story of betrayal. The most obvious aspect is your betrayal of 10 children. And that's it in a nutshell. In a nutshell. He did a 15-minute address before he knew what the sentence was going to be. This is Sandusky. And in the end, this is what sticks with me. He said, in my heart, I like that, right? Because, come on, in my heart, are you kidding me? He has a heart. He's the Tin Man. In my heart, I did not do these alleged disgusting acts. Oh, yes, you did. Here's what some of the victims said. Here's what they said. They said things that included this. That he's been, that one of the victims said that he's been dealing with deep, painful wounds that you caused and had been buried in the garden of my heart for years. One of the victims, who was a young guy when he was 11, Sandusky groped him in the shower, and he said that Sandusky is in denial and should stop coming up with excuses. Another guy said he was 13, and this is back in 2001, when Sandusky lured him into a sauna, then a shower, and forced him to touch the ex-coach. And he said, I'm troubled with flashbacks of his naked body, something that will never be erased from my memory. So what courage by those people to come forward and to confront him. I think that's tremendous, and hopefully they get something at least from that. Now, remember, this whole thing still isn't over, by the way, because Joe Paterno, as we know, died of lung cancer after the whole scandal broke and brought down so many people at this house of cards at the university, including the president, Graham Spanier. But you have two other people, Gary Schultz and Tim Curley, who will go on trial in January on charges that they failed to properly report suspicions about Jerry Sandusky and lied to the grand jury that investigated him. Hopefully this makes other people think, should they get in this horrible position, and immediately report it. So if somebody is in a position of power, a coach, etc., they don't get to continue their abusive ways, because this could have been stopped a lot sooner than it was, and there would be less victims to speak of. And that may be the most tragic thing of all. The worst thing about the entire Sandusky ruse and how it was covered up at Penn State. If you want to throw in your two on this, you can. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
You're bloody well right. You got a bloody right to say.
Mitt Romney has a bump.
Right.
And I bet he's bragging about it behind closed doors. We're not talking about a baby bump. We're talking about a post-debate bump. Will it last? And will he get more when Paul Ryan debates VP-style Joe Biden? That's key, and that's what's being talked about with the Democrats and the Republicans. Where does this go now? How big are these debates? Because, boy, we still got three of them on the table. The VP that rounds out this week, then next week, another presidential debate, one more, and then poof, we're on to November 6th. Some people already voting. Does it feel like there's a rumble going on across the U.S., even among Democrats, independents, etc., not just people who swear by the giant letter R? Are there just people who have had enough so they're voting in a different direction? It would seem so if you look at what the polls are saying, certainly, because I don't believe that's just a Republican bump. I think there's something more to that with 67 million people watching the debate. So for Romney, I think the pressure this time is definitely on Romney. If he could have a debate like on foreign affairs like he did the first time around, just being kind of glib, answering the questions, not worrying about, you know, what's going on with Obama, and Obama completely out of it. They're coming up with excuses, altitude, exhaustion, whatever. Doesn't matter. It was a horror show for him in the Rocky Mountains, and he got out barely alive. But maybe he's done. Maybe the luck of the Irish, didn't he have a little bit of Irish blood, has gone dry for Obama, and Romney and the Republicans see this, and they know, boom, we're pouncing. Whatever it takes, we're going to pounce on this. We're scrambling. We're going to make it happen. What do you think? And even if you're a Democrat, I want to know your point of view, or an independent, or someone who doesn't even want to label themselves because you don't like any of the parties or anything that you're seeing these days. You know, I'm always the person that says, we need a third party. And sometimes people laugh and say, oh, third party, what are you kidding me? We're going to have one eventually. Because the younger demographics show it. The millennials are not really happy with what's happening. And rightfully so, as the unemployment numbers in that age group is incredible. Incredible. Much higher than the 7.8%. You can double that and maybe even triple it in some cases. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Hey, coming up, before we round out this hour, we're going to let you hear the ad featuring Obama's Big Bird in it. Talk a little bit about that. Of course, you want to throw in on Sandusky, and was the sentencing right? Does this perhaps dissuade others in power? One can only hope when they see something happen like what happened with Jerry Sandusky at Penn State. Maybe, if nothing else, gets more people aware of what's happening, so if they see something, they push it all the way through. I mean, once you're in that situation, you got the chance to do the right thing. And to do the right thing means what should have happened at Penn State is there should have been a whole lot of screaming by Joe Paterno or Mike McQueary or whoever about what was seen in that shower, because he was a real live witness to something very, very wrong. If that had been stopped sooner, less victims. And that's on Penn State's shoulders, which is why they have lawsuits galore and all these other things are happening at the university, and ultimately they had all those sanctions. So maybe there is something that comes out of this that will help other people that could be futuristic victims. Maybe they don't become a victim, because something, when something awful happens, somebody reports it, takes it all the way through. Doesn't just go to one person. They push it all the way down the line, and they make sure something is done to the best of their ability. And, in fact, there are laws that are starting to be put on books across the country. Florida has that now. If you see something and don't report it, you're in trouble. I think that's good. If we have to put the accountability back on the person who stumbles into a horrible thing, then let's do it. If people can't do it on their own, then let's make that happen so we protect innocent lives, young children who should never, ever have to be put in that kind of situation. I mean, are you kidding me? They should never, ever be in that situation. And as a parent, you hear word of mouth, the coach is great, everyone loves him, this is that, and da-da-da-da, and you're not seeing what's really happening there because it's never been reported. So you just don't know. RC in Illinois. Hello, RC.
Hello, my dear.
How are you?
Howdy, Lassie.
What's up, man?
Well, I'm going to tell you just dispense with the Sandusky or whatever his name is.
Right.
I just hope we put them in a general population.
Boy, isn't that the truth.
Understand what sexual abuse is all about.
Yeah, there you go. Because that's something you don't do in prison. I said that. Boom. You get him in there, and that's it. He can sweat out every minute of his life.
Oh, well, I'll be honest with you. Most guys would kill him, but no, he's going to be a specimen.
Yeah.
As big as he is, probably, because he played college ball and, yeah, whatever. He'll get his just due.
Yeah.
Just, like I said, just put him in general population. Don't isolate him. Just boom. And that'd be just rewards.
I agree.
And next time you have, in this issue, and I've got others talk about, when you have Dr. Pappas on again, I played junior high school, college ball, but we never did things like every so often you hear these stories of these hazings where they're doing inexplicable things to the younger students. Shoving ball bats or whatever.
Oh, I
know. It shouldn't be done.
Right.
I don't understand at the moment.
Mm-mm.
Worst thing we ever did was spray some of this hot heat in somebody's jock. And they put that on. Oh, okay. okay. So.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. RC, thanks for that. We'll definitely bring that up next time. You're right. Hazing also, some terrible things, outrageous things have happened, and shouldn't be. With a traditional kind of hazing or whatever, it would be more like what he just said there. Things with shaving cream, itching cream, that kind of thing, all in good fun. Seems like there's that line between good fun and outrageousness that leads to things that should not happen. Should not happen. And, you know, it's typical of America tonight. We've been tossing around a lot of different things. Sandusky is on the minds of a lot of people. I said the one thing that I hope that comes out of this, truly, is that people are more alert, their antennas up, and kids aren't put in these situations where they, I mean, they're kids. You know, you're 9, 10 years old. Can we please have the innocence of children preserved for as long as possible? I mean, isn't that the idea? Anyone who's a parent, isn't that what you want for your children? That they can live a life where they're not dealing with these horrible issues at such a, still a very young, tender age. And it leads to the questions of when do you have to tell kids things, and now it gets younger and younger because of what, and, you know, because of what's happening, and kids see it. They're all over the internet, and they're not being covered from what's happening out there. And maybe in one sense, it's good for them to know that they should never be put in a situation with somebody who has authority over them. Because that's the deal. He did have authority over them. Since they were part, some of them were part of that whole Second Mile program. So the kid that comes from a troubled background, various foster families, or was tossed around that way, or had family problems, no father, no whatever. And that was the whole idea behind the charity, where really it was a way for him to look for people he could prey on. And they were, it's the defenseless is what we're talking about. All right, at the top of this, we talked about gas prices. We're going to mention that on the flip side. What gives with the gas prices in California especially? They're getting clobbered. I mean, $5? Are you kidding? A power outage at a refinery, part of the problem. Stay with us, more on that and some other things that we'll fill you in on, some true odds and ends, next on ATM, plus Big Bird.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous 4-herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox, on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
To get up and say, as he has over these last several days, that he's focused on saving Big Bird is a kind of a strange thing in my view, because you see, I'm focused on helping the American people get good jobs and brighter prospects. Today, they're 28 days before the election. I think the right chant ought to be for them, four more weeks. Four more weeks, all right?
Big Bird thing, Romney getting a bump, a bounce, or whatever you want to call it, but certainly feeling pretty good about the results after the debate in the swing states especially. And they have that saying, so goes Ohio. I'm sick of hearing that. How many times do we hear it? But there's a reason for that, because if you statistically, folks, go back and look, Ohio, 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 you could say it's a factor. Because you got 18 electoral votes when they go the way of the whoever it is, whether it was Obama running last time or if it's Romney this time. Boy, you look into the crystal ball and read the tea leaves, it means that that person's going to be president. So national polls are showing dead heat. Romney has made up some serious, serious ground, and it's tightening up in Ohio. It looked like a few weeks ago, there was more of a blowout going on. It's tightened in Pennsylvania. It's tightened in New Hampshire. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. There's got to be something to that, because otherwise, the Democrats wouldn't be as hysterical as they are right now. They're very concerned about this next debate, which is going to focus on foreign affairs. They wouldn't be as worried for what's going to happen on November 6th when all the votes are counted. And here we're going to be right in the middle of the action, and it's a big one because you got the House, you got 33 Senate seats, especially some of the hotly contested Senate seats. There could be a real difference there that might swing the numbers in a different direction than where it's been now, where the majority is the Democrats. So just quickly, I'll tell you this, and then I'm going to let you hear that ad, the Obama ad. So according to CNN ORC International, their poll, 51% of likely voters in Ohio say they're backing the Prez, 47 support Mitt Romney. Obama's four-point advantage is within the polling, sampling, error. That's the key thing there. So you got the candidates campaigning in Ohio. The new poll shows it's tight, baby. It is getting tight there for the Buckeyes. 18 electoral votes. Look out, Ohio. You know, the weight of what's going to happen here is partially on your back. So how about that? Then the American Research Group is out with a new poll, and this came out on Tuesday, that shows Romney's at 48%, Obama at 47% among likely voters. ARG's previous Ohio survey had Obama at 48%, Romney at 47%. So the new polls are definitely a boost for Republicans coming off of a week or weeks of a string of polls that made them really think, is there any way to win this thing without Ohio? And the money is being spent there on the TV ads. Big time, big time. So Ohio, you are certainly in play, and it's not a definite for Obama. It's not a definite that he's got Ohio now, if you believe in what these polls are saying. And I have to say, there is some magic here. The undecideds. What's going to sway the undecideds? Are there that many people out there that really don't know how they're voting at this point? So that's why the ad war is big, too. Here's Obama's Big Bird ad. Check it out.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Bernie Madoff, Ken Lay, Dennis Kozlowski, criminals, gluttons of greed, and the evil genius who towered over them? One man has the guts to speak his name.
Big Bird. Big Bird. Big Bird.
It's me, Big Bird.
Big, yellow, a menace to our economy. Mitt Romney knows it's not Wall Street you have to worry about. It's Sesame Street.
I'm going to stop the subsidy to PBS.
Mitt Romney, taking on our enemies no matter where they nest.
You gotta love it. Who knew that the big yellow creature would feature into an ad of any sort when it comes to these elections? Wow. All right, moving in a different direction. We talked about the bump, the polls, and Big Bird. And now, with less than 4 weeks to go, a lot of this is gut instinct, word of mouth, what people are saying, the buzz in the backyard. What are people saying in your backyard? I know you got one eye open or a quarter of an eye open, but there are people out there that are pumping down another cup of coffee. If so, you got 2 cents. I know it. Flip me a call. Ring us up at 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283, so you can be counted. Or send me an email at americatonight.net, like Josh has done. Josh says, Kate, the polls don't lie. I do think you're right when you say there is something to the polls, because people who own polling companies make serious money. Look at Gallup, for one. And look at Rasmussen. There's no way they're doing this stuff for free. People hire them for all kinds of elections for a reason, to get a scope of what could happen there, to get a bird's eye view of what the electorate is thinking. And you're right. Otherwise, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't pay the money for it, because it wouldn't be worth it. So, yes, it's a small sampling. That's why they talk about the sampling error. But the points. But I do think that we're seeing a snapshot of what could happen across America, and I think it's neck and neck. It's those electoral votes, though, that matter the most. Whatever happens with those votes, because it's about the numbers. 270 is the magic number. That number is in play. Got to get to 270, because I don't see how it works any other way. I've crunched the numbers at least 25, 30 times, and that's what I come up with. You look at a map, what color is that map going to show? You know, you think of the great, the greatness of, whether you like Tim Russert or not, think of the greatness of him with the chalkboard. Remember that, when he wrote the numbers, and remember the hanging chads? And it illustrates, what we're saying. It's strictly numbers. Forget all the other stuff surrounding the conversations in the end. What matters is what the numbers show, because on the 7th, whoever has the most numbers, the most electoral votes, that person is president. Is it going to be Obama for part two, or is it going to be Romney, which would be interesting because of how he's been portrayed? I mean, we would have a president then that was elected where people said to themselves, you know what, I'm not crazy about Romney, this crap of having stuff offshore and tax returns and not releasing them and whatever else that kind of sticks into your crawl, even if you're a massive lifelong conservative, if this is just the thing you don't like about them, how many people will ignore that and say, my gut tells me we can't do this. There's no other Republican to select here. There are some other candidates, like the Libertarian candidates, but they're not going to win. I could do a write-in thing, but then I'm just being sarcastic. It's down to two, and those are the two choices. Some people, last time around, voted for Obama because they didn't like the idea of the McCain ticket. And I'm talking about people who are Republicans. What happens now? I mean, what happens in this mix? Will we see the big switch there where Democrats will abandon Obama? Certainly, if you look at the polls female-wise, it seems as though he has conquered the female vote, which is a big chunk of the voting population. A lot of women vote. They're reliable. They're dependable. They go. They vote no matter what the weather is, that kind of thing. The younger vote, which was big for Obama, are they coming out this time around? They didn't get really the hope and change in some cases that they were hoping for. Is it enough to make them say, you know what, bag it. I'm not even going to vote. Or maybe I'm just going to exercise my right to go in a different direction. Let's go to Manny in Connecticut. Manny, what do you say? Thanks for the call.
Hey, morning, Kate. Hey, listen, I got to say this right off the bat. I missed you badly last week.
Oh, well, thank you. When I was in Ireland, huh?
Yeah, there's a couple of nights you weren't on. I didn't know what to do with myself.
Well, thanks.
You really keep me company sometimes.
Thanks.
Yeah, you got a nice radio voice, too. Listen, first of all, people got to remember, you got to look at the heart of the party of this Mr. Romney guy and what his...
Right.
His cohorts have done in Congress. I mean, they huddled together on the night of the victory speech and said, "We have to stop this guy from getting another term." I mean, they actually came up and said, "Our only job is to see that this man's a one-term president." And they sat on. I mean, they named post offices and battleships. They didn't pass anything of substance.
You're right.
In Congress.
You're right.
I'm a union laborer. I've been out of work since November. The jobs bill has been sitting, the transportation bill has been sitting on the desk since 2009. 50% of the 8% who are out of work are construction.
Yes.
And we have roads falling down here, and the work that does get let out.
Yeah, I mean, the 50% of it, you're talking about that, and the roads and the construction. I know I've had buddies that have been affected by that horribly. You're absolutely right. So the fact that we've been stuck because of the politics is the sad part of it all. That's part of asking yourself, where are we going, especially legislatively? Thanks for the call, Manny.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
The old numbers. Yep. What's going on in California? Average price of gasoline for a gallon regular. We're talking, forget about premium, and a lot of those cars take premium. We're talking $4.68. Why? A reduced supply, a volatile market, and the fact that California has some of the most stringent fuel regulations in the nation, so it makes it so that no other energy markets can step up to take some of the burden off the consumers who need to pull up and fill up. So if a refinery goes down, Californians don't have much choice but to pay through the nose for the gasoline, and unfortunately, that's what happened. Over the last couple of decades, 4 refineries in California have shut down. Then you couple that with the expensive upgrades because of the fuel regulations, and that's what you get. That's what happens. So even if there's a little bit of relief for the people in the Golden State, the state's cap and trade program, which charges businesses for emitting carbon, actually kicks in November, and guess what's happening? Oil companies are saying that they're going to pass on the cost to the consumers. So there is no break, California. Sorry for all my friends that live there, and I do have a bunch. I left years ago, and there are a lot of things to do in California. One of them is not to pay a decent price, a fair price when you pull up at the pumps. Cap and trade is going to kill them, and it's going to be passed on to them with absolutely absolutely, without a doubt, the people have just seen the beginning of the avalanche of paying more for gasoline that some of us won't feel in other states at all. Not to the price hikes, certainly, that they're seeing. The meningitis outbreak is worrisome, sad. You know, anytime I see reports from the CDC, especially when it comes to things like meningitis, that's one of those deals where, oh, I remember someone talking about it. Whoa, what is meningitis? Now, New Jersey is the 10th state to report at least one illness, and you say, oh, well, that's one illness. But we're talking about almost 130 cases, 11 people dead, and it's what's happened is it's a rare fungal meningitis, and it's for steroid shots for back pain. That's what's happened. And it was made by a pharmacy in Massachusetts, and one contaminated vial was found at the company, so they know that's ground zero for it. And how awful is that? Because you have clinics in 23 states. I remember picking up a friend once that had to take a shot to the back from it, and hopefully it wasn't this company. And, of course, this was a year ago. But still, you think, you go to the doctor, you need the shot, this will make you feel better, you can barely walk, okay, great, you get it. And next thing you know, you have meningitis. That's just the fragility of life and also of the checks and balances of what's happening pharmaceutically. How does that happen? How does that tainted, you know, vial pop up at the company? Somebody was negligent, wasn't paying attention to what they were doing, however it is. But that's terrible because, you know, hey, death is final. There's no coming back, right, so to speak. That's it. And all it took was one shot in the back and just the wrong shot. And for sadly for those people, it was the wrong shot. All right, this is, you know, this is kind of a crazy thing when we talk about what's happening with the Chinese firms and telecom and possibly spying on the U.S. The program 60 Minutes did a story about that, and lo and behold, one of the telecom giants is just down the street from where I live, from our satellite facility for GCN. And so now what you have is Chinese executives who aren't used to scrutiny, especially in front of any kind of a foreign government. They try to explain what their companies are doing. The House Intelligence Committee recommended that American businesses stay away from computer network products made by two Chinese companies. One of them is, like I said, down the street from me, and Highways is what it is, and ZTE, because what about national security? You got to think about this. You have the world's second and fifth largest information companies that have operations overseas, and what are the information that's passing through? We're allowing that to happen. It's very strange because of the threat that could be to the U.S. You know, we talk about this all the time. What about all this malware crap and the implants into critical infrastructure? What if that happened? Power grids, financial networks, all that kind of stuff. What a weapon that would be for China. There are people who work for those two companies that say, oh, that's just China bashing crap, and that the, you know, this is part of the presidential election year, and that, you know, this shouldn't even be part of the conversation. Let's be realistic and give China some credit. So with the Chinese firms, should they be pressured by their government, break in, hack in, and provide secret information? And that's the question. Not so much the company themselves, it's what happens when, what if the government pursued them and asked them to spy on the customers or slip in some kind of mal coding into the software? I think it's risky. Why can't we do it ourselves? Or, you know, do we not? We have bright people in this country. Why are we not using them to develop some of the things that that's happening at these Chinese firms. So we can count many, many ways of getting into compromising situations, and that certainly is one of them. Relying on the Chinese to do what we need, and allowing them to push those 4G networks and the speed of it and everything else, and not being concerned in the end, not being concerned that we just let them have all this access. Sure, granted access. Yeah, sometimes you do. It is wise to look over your shoulder, and in this case, that we're certainly not doing enough of that. Let's just leave it at that. All right, a couple of other things to put here, numbers wise, in the middle of we can count. How about this crazy thing? We talk about the economy and how awful economically things are going for most people in the U.S. I happened to come across this when I was waiting for somebody. I think it was a Time magazine article, but they talk about this little island in the East China Sea where they don't have highways, factories, shops, people, you know, pretty much goats. And it's between Beijing and Tokyo, and they say that the sales of Japanese cars in China last year is now in a free fall this year. And at the China Open last week, Sony, which is a sponsor of the tennis tournament, was booed at the presentation of the women's final. You usually don't see the sponsors being booed. But check this out. This is the number, and this is why I'm giving it to you, because it piggybacks onto the China thing we're just talking about. A report was put out by J.P. Morgan, and it showed that Japanese auto exports to China are going to crash 70% during the October to December period. The export of auto parts will slip by 40%. It's about the same drop estimated for exports of other consumer products, such as electronics. That's pretty significant, I would say. And, you know, it goes to, again, the China thing that we've talked about. One last thing here. We also have heavily mentioned how many drones there are flying around the world. I don't like the idea of drones in my backyard. However, in airspace over Pakistan, okay. Not good, though, when there's collateral damage. Pakistani intelligence says that a drone, a suspected U.S. missile strike, has killed 5 people in a militant haven near the Afghan border. 4 missiles hit a house on Wednesday, and that area is home to lots of Al-Qaeda folks. But the problem is, you got to make sure that's who you're hitting with the drone. Let's hope that's what happened there.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.